This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, you're invited here to dial in toll free 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Jay,
and Angie.
As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we can talk more about the Venezuelan conflict that is continuing to brew up down there. Also, Angie has a story about relationships. If they're happy, they might generate fat. We can get into that, too, if we get the chance. But Tom is still on the line here with us in Detroit. Tom, can you briefly recap what you were calling about for listeners just tuning in, perhaps?
Yes. Again, I read an article today on Zero Hedge, and it was very informative. Most countries that once they get to the point where GDP cannot keep up with the debt that they owe, and the, you know, world reserve currency that it is, the U.S. dollar, the fake currency, they all go under. And in 2024, we're literally at a point where, at this point, we're well over $450 billion in interest per year. And by 2024, it is estimated, even if we keep up with the Trump, 3% GDP increase, we will still not be able to keep up with the debt. We will at best be able to break even.
This is the same with every major country in the world right now.
Right on.
The European Central Bank, not really with Russia, actually. Russia's debt to gold ratio is actually a fraction of what the United States is. They're financially actually in a lot better shape because for the amount of gold that Russia has in deposit, according to the Russians, and the amount of debt they have, it equals like $6,000 per ounce of gold, to where the United States...
That's why they are our enemy. That's why the media portrays them as our enemy.
Yeah, they're not exactly they're not my enemy, but I know what you mean. And the U.S., on the other hand, it's like 70-something thousand dollars per ounce is of gold on deposit. First, if you take the amount of debt that the United States has, the $22 trillion, and divide it by the amount of gold that they allegedly have in Fort Knox, who knows if it's there.
Yeah.
We don't even know if the numbers are accurate, but that's at like $77,000 an ounce or $72,000 or something, I heard. They were, somewhere. And you get those, easy numbers to figure out if you can believe their numbers.
Well, there hasn't been gold backing of this currency in the United States for decades.
Well, yeah, ever since 1971. This one went off the gold standard.
Well, they also confiscated gold way back when, too,
right,
in like the 30s.
Well, here is the importance of all this, okay? The bottom line is, every time this has happened through history and people just refuse to study history, history repeats itself.
Sure.
The only resolve there is to this is, of course, a war, a major war to shift the gold from one end of the world to the other. That's where we're heading, guys. And you see the U.S. right now, they're trying to get Trump to go to war with China, Russia, anyone, because that is the resolve. The bankers know this. They fund all sides. And the only way to distract us from this Ponzi scheme that is about to collapse is to go to another war and do it all over again.
But they've been saying forever, as you said, Jay, your whole life you've been hearing that the scheme's going to collapse.
Yep.
And, as much as I wouldn't mind seeing that happen, as far as the government's money system, I could care, couldn't care less,
Ian,
I guess, if it did.
History has proven it. It's not.
I'm not saying it won't collapse. I'm just saying I don't buy that it's going to be by 2024.
I know. That's what they're saying, and whatever. At that point, all they're saying is, at that point, we are reaching a point of only paying the debt. There's no that 3%.
He's just talking what happens with the amount of debt that has to be, the interest on the debt that has to be paid every
year.
It's basically not going to be possible based on numbers going up to the year 2024, which is great. I really hope this happens younger, sooner than later. I don't want to be 80 when this is happening. You know, I'd like to, and I've been preparing for
it. Get your Bitcoin now, because if they start with hyperinflation in the United States, it's going to go up big time.
You know, McAfee might be correct. You know
what might hit $1 million by the end of 2021?
Yeah.
You know what's funny about what you're saying? I've been saying this. I'm now 58, and I've been saying this since I was 30-something. Yeah, I just wanted it to end and get done, because I don't want to be in my 80s and pulling a wheelbarrow full of with the belongings that I have and trying to get...
a wheelbarrow full of cash just to buy a loaf of bread.
No. What I'm saying is I don't want to be in my 80s trying to survive. Just trying, you know, I want it to be done now. I've been saying this for a long time.
Yeah, the problem is they got all kinds of tricks up their sleeve, you know. Like, I mean, look at Venezuela. Yep. It is an absolute S show down there as far as inflation is concerned. But yet the Maduro regime still ensconced in power. They've changed the currency twice since it was the Bolivar. It became then the Bolivar Fuerte, the strong Bolivar, when they knocked 3 zeros off the back. And then just last year in August, they created the Bolivar Soberano, the so-called Sovereign Bolivar, and knocked 5 zeros off the back. There's no way this is fooling anybody as far as the Venezuelan people. They must know that this currency is a fraud, but nonetheless, Maduro's still there. He's still eating well.
But and as we know from the guys at Dash, they talk about all the Dash transactions that are happening in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Basically, the fact that cryptocurrency is available for the people of Venezuela is really helping them out a lot.
Absolutely.
And as I was saying before we went to the break, we now have a way out. This is the first time in history that I'm aware of in the last decade that, you know, I can make a transaction with a goat farmer somewhere in Africa, literally.
Without anybody getting in the way, without any middle person. No Western Union, none of these traditional banker types.
I had heard the other day on the radio that they are they're stopping money transmission or limiting the amount of money that can go to Cuba. They're redoing the Cuba sanctions that Obama lifted.
Oh no!
Yeah, it was actually on the Liberty Report or whatever that's on the LRN feed. The good part of that is, well, now people are going to be pushing cryptocurrency to send money back to Cuba. And so now they're going to be kind of forced to use crypto because the wire transfer from the United States are going to be
block them or whatever.
Well, they're going to be limited, they say, which does mean block, means you're going to jump through all kinds of hoops and, you know, probably, you know, it's a lot of bureaucracy. But we got cryptocurrency, so this returns the power. We don't have to go to the banks and, you know, and to the money changers and exchange our coin for their coin to, you know, do trading amongst people. And we can do it quite quietly. We can do it. And a lot of these vendors are really loving the fact that there's no fees when you accept cryptocurrency. Just if you... You know,
there's only a fee to send it, so the customer actually pays a very, very small fee. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. In fact, related to what you're saying about Cuba, Jay, according to Fox News, published within the last 24 hours, in relation to Venezuela, Trump has warned he would impose a, quote, full and complete embargo and sanctions on Cuba if its troops do not cease operations in the ravaged South American nation. So apparently Cuba is getting involved over in Venezuela.
They've been involved. I just listened to a thing today, actually, on LRN feed. There's a whole Cuban libertarian movement out there.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting. I don't remember exactly what it's called, but these guys are... he lives here in the States, and he says he's getting harassed by Cuban state officials, and which they really can't do nothing to him. But Cuban libertarian movement is pretty interesting. And he had a lot to talk about how, you know, Castro was, you know, very much in bed with the Venezuelan regime. They're very close.
Yeah, sure. Venezuela doesn't have a whole lot of international friends, but Cuba is definitely one of them. And it's too bad that, you know, again, I don't agree with sanctions. I don't agree with embargoes or anything like that. I think the best thing that the United States government could do is to leave these other countries alone, let Americans trade with whoever they want to. Because if you want people to like the United States people, the people of America, then they should be able to interface with them and transact business with them. And prohibiting that just hurts the people. It hurts the people of the U.S. It hurts the people in Cuba as well. There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Free Talk Live. You may dial in here toll free. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to comment on what's going on internationally, specifically in Venezuela, that's sort of been part of the focus tonight. But you can also take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want with you. It's Ian.
Jay.
And Angie.
And also want to make sure that you know about AnyPay. In fact, we were just talking about them during one of the breaks, because there's a pizza place apparently in Vermont that wants to start taking cryptocurrency. And the nice thing about AnyPay is they make it super easy. If you've got a real-life business with, you know, point of sale, cash register, and, you know, you're taking credit cards, you really ought to be taking cryptocurrency, because then, and I don't know if we made this point on the air, maybe you did, that if you take cryptocurrency as a business owner or anybody, you're getting 100% of the total sale. Whereas when you're taking a credit card, you're paying usually about 3% to the credit card company. Out of your profits, you're paying money to these credit card companies just for facilitating the transaction.
And you're also, especially here in New Hampshire, and this happened in Denver, Colorado also, when people got set up with taking cryptocurrency, you're going to start, they started getting customers they never saw before. It's like these convenience stores.
Hmm.
And Cosmic Convenience in Boulder, Colorado started taking, or Greeley, Colorado. And they just, because they showed up on the Bitcoin map.
They got new business.
And they got new business. And that's the thing. I always try to look on these Bitcoin maps anytime I go to some city or something.
Me too. Almost never find any of the places that were there.
Almost
yeah,
never.
I noticed that.
But if that one I do find, I went to one place, a couple of places in Portsmouth, because Portsmouth, you know, Derek and Steven done a great job.
Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Yeah, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And I actually bought some socks off the one. You know, I would never buy boutique socks, but I bought some socks with like llamas or something for my sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah, llama wool or whatever?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Alpaca?
Something like that. Alpaca. Yeah. It was some kind of fancy wool. They're like $15 socks, but... Whew. I would have never even walked in the store except for they accepted cryptocurrency, and I just wanted to support it.
Yeah, there's a good community of people who are into cryptocurrency. Now, of course, there's no guarantee that it's going to do a noticeable increase of your business.
Right, but new faces show up in these convenience stores is the feedback I got.
So if you want to take crypto, and look, at this point, it's early, okay? In fact, I had a local business owner saying to me she was thinking about no longer taking cryptocurrency because it just wasn't that much of her business, like very insignificant, right? And so I kind of said, well, that's actually not a bad thing if it's insignificant, because it means that it's no big deal whether you cash it out or not. Like if it's, you know, if you need, if it were 10% of your business, you'd probably have to cash some of it out so you could, you know, buy more product because your suppliers don't take it, or you've got to pay your employees or whatever. But if it's just a small portion, then it's just like, it's like almost, if it's a food place, it's like you're turning your food into cryptocurrency. You're taking whatever food costs you have, which are very, very small usually, and you're turning that into crypto at whatever the full price is that you're selling the food at. So it's almost like, you know, a very small investment without having to do a whole lot. You get people bringing crypto to you, basically.
And with me, most of my business is cryptocurrency that I receive.
But that's not how it used to be. You've changed your approach over the years.
Almost in New Hampshire now too really helps.
There's more people with it here who want to spend it here.
Correct. And I'm in that submersion, that community, and I give priority to those who are, you know, liberty types and in the cryptocurrency.
Don't you give a discount or a charge more for people paying cash? Basically?
Yeah, basically it's like, you know, I'd say something like, oh, cash price is 60, Bitcoin price is 50, you know.
Right.
Checkered credit card prices, you know, 100, you know. So, like,
does anybody pay with check?
Yeah, actually, I just got a check today from a guy. Yeah, one guy. Yeah.
Well, you got to deal with that. You don't even have a bank account, so it's like a hassle for you to deal with a check, right?
I basically charged him double
to
write me a check.
Wow.
And
amazing.
He was like, okay. And I had to make it out to another business that I do a lot of business with.
So they'll cash.
And I have an account there, and they just put it on account, and I go buy lumber and diesel fuel
there,
and it works. So
go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. If you're ready to do this, and it doesn't take a lot of effort. I mean, if you've ever done, if you're doing business, you know how much of a hassle it is to accept credit cards because you got to create a merchant account and you've got to apply and you've got to wait and you've got to have some.
You got to have a social security number.
Sure. Yep. All of that stuff.
I don't have that.
And there's approvals and there's a process and there's hardware. You know, here, if you've already got a tablet at your register, then you're already halfway done. If you've already got a Bitcoin or cryptocurrency wallet, you're already almost done. The steps are very, very easy, and you can get through it within a matter of minutes. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's helpmetakebitcoin.com. They got apps for both iOS and Android devices. Makes it super easy. So you can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about Venezuela, but we got off on this subject of how Bitcoin can help people avoid whatever currency collapse we're talking about. We had a guy on the line who was predicting, as many have predicted for decades, that the U.S. government's dollar is no longer going to be the world reserve currency. And Jay, you pointed out that we finally, for the first time ever, have our own currency. The world has its own currency that's not run by governments. It's not run by banks. It's cryptocurrency, not just Bitcoin, but there's all these other competitors like Dash or Bitcoin Cash and Zcash and all these other alternatives to Bitcoin, which arguably many of them are actually better than Bitcoin because Bitcoin's fees are very, very high nowadays. But this is a way for people to take the wealth that they've created that is denominated maybe right now in dollars for you, or if you're in Venezuela, in Bolivar Soberano, and convert that, those government monies, into cryptocurrency. Now, there's no guarantee that crypto is going to, you know, that it's going to survive or continue, but it sure does seem like it will. We were sharing some interesting numbers last night on the show about acceptance and understanding and kind of awareness of cryptocurrency within the United States. It's at shockingly high levels. Like 90% of people in the United States have heard of Bitcoin.
Okay.
According to a recent Harris Poll survey of over 2,000 U.S. adults, and even like 20% apparently of people age 18 to 34, so, you know, millennials basically, they have Bitcoin. And then 34 to 44 or 50 or something like that, it was like 15% of them have it. So it's mostly younger people, but even 3% of retirees, age 65 plus, have Bitcoin. And the amount of awareness of what it is and having some understanding of it is growing, and it's growing significantly in a relatively short period of time.
Which is a beautiful thing. And, you know, Bitcoin is a peer-to-peer currency that actually works that we can use. Or a lot of basically all these cryptos are peer-to-peer, and that's the important thing, that it is peer-to-peer. I want to do peer-to-peer transactions. I don't care if it's silver, gold, you know, trading tires or lumber, or and I actually traded hay for lumber last week here in New Hampshire. This place is so awesome. I do stuff like this all the time, but just the fact is peer-to-peer, it just cuts out the government,
right?
And we don't need to know about it.
The
Federal Reserve notes belong to the Federal Reserve Bank. They are not yours.
They can have them back.
That's
as long
right.
as I get some crypto in return for it. Now, the crypto price changes, right? It goes up, it goes down. Right now, it's at around 5,300, I think, U.S. dollars for one Bitcoin today. And it's doing very, very well. There's a lot to talk about with crypto. We're not going to get too deep into it.
And you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin.
Thank you for that.
I get that all the time. You can buy literally a penny's worth of Bitcoin. You can buy a dollar's worth of Bitcoin.
It's hard to do it at that small of a level, but yeah, you can get a fraction.
You can hold it,
yeah. You can get a fraction. Most people aren't going to probably spend their time on you if all you want to do is buy a dollar's worth.
Right.
But, you know, if you go to a crypto vending machine, put $20 in, you'll get $20 worth of Bitcoin. You know, 0.00 whatever that is.
Right.
More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General Barr has just informed us that he will not attend tomorrow's hearing.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says Barr is resisting to testifying before his panel because staff attorneys would be quizzing him.
The administration cannot dictate the terms of our hearing in our hearing room. The Department of Justice has also told us that they will not comply with our subpoena for the full unredacted Mueller report.
Barr testified before the Senate, and he defended releasing his four-page summary despite concerns about it from Robert Mueller.
His work concluded when he sent his report to the Attorney General. At that point, it was my baby.
Senate Chairman Lindsey Graham jumped to Barr's defense.
You slandered this man from top to bottom. So if you want more of this, you're not going to get it. If you want to ask him questions, you can't.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com if you would like. There are emails that we can send you. Usually, like once a week, we'll give you a kind of like an email update on what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can sign up for that email list over at freetalklive.com. Just scroll. You don't have to really even scroll very much. It's right there toward the top and the center of the website. Unless you go during our live show, in which case then you have to click into the main page of the site because there's like a little splash page that comes up where you can listen live while we're live. But normally it's on that second page or the main page of freetalklive.com. Anyway, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
So the CVS stores stopped
went up by 4%.
What store?
Oh,
CVS.
CVS, the drugstore. Uh-huh.
Yeah, their stock went up by 4%.
When?
Bitcoin does it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, but why is that?
Well, you have to look at what time frame, Sarah. Did it do it over the last 24 hours? Did it do it over the last year? Do you have any idea?
Did they report some earnings? Was there some insider stuff? There's all kinds of elements and calculations. And, it can be that some major retirement fund started buying into CVS and other ones started buying. It's just so many reasons
you
that
never
this
know.
Could happen.
Yeah.
You never know.
Bitcoin, by the way, up 27% in the last month.
So 4% in what time period?
She doesn't know.
What else could it be other than they stopped selling cigarettes? they stopped selling cigarettes for like a year or two.
I didn't even know that.
You hadn't heard about that?
I've heard about it
a few years back. CVS completely got rid of cigarettes.
Well, I don't buy cigarettes, so it doesn't affect me.
Why? What was the reason?
Purportedly to, discourage people from buying cigarettes.
Oh, that's good.
They are supposed to be like a health store.
Yeah.
They push vaccines, though, which, as far as I'm concerned, are far more damaging than cigarettes.
Are they the ones at the health clinics? Like the Minute Clinics or whatever?
I don't know.
Yeah, right,
I'm not
right.
sure
That's
about
correct.
That. They've got a pharmacy or whatever.
Yeah. They have a Minute Clinic. But, also I've been talking about CVS on this radio station, the, nationwide station. I'm encouraging all of the non-smokers to give them business and put, and stop going to Walgreens.
So, Sarah, if this was such an obvious thing, if, you figure that stopping selling cigarettes leads to more business for CVS, because that seems to be what you're saying, then for sure you went and bought some stock once they stopped selling, right? Like you caught wind of this. You thought, oh, wow, this is going to be a big moneymaker. And you went and bought a bunch of CVS stock, right?
I have never bought a stock in my life. I can't even own. I don't know. I've never owned a CD in a savings.
So you don't really believe in it, then, is what you're saying. You just sort of, after the fact, you're kind of pulling this out of your butt, so to speak, and saying, oh, you believe this is the reason why. You didn't really, back them. You don't, you're not really a supporter of this.
Well, the thing is, this is just a speculation. But this is
okay. I'm glad you're able to admit that, because you sounded really sure of yourself earlier.
Well, but this is what I wanted. CVS to prove to the world and to Walgreens that you'll actually make more money, if you get rid of all these unhealthy things instead of being obvious, you sell liquor.
I don't know. Wouldn't CVS make more money if people were unhealthy? Because then they'd have to sell the medicine, right?
Well, healthcare costs are going up and up and up and up. Mm-hmm. And the doctors are just pushing all kinds of drugs and pills and pharmaceuticals. So,
sure.
And all these chain stores have literally decimated in every industry the mom and pops.
Yeah, there used to be a place on Main Street called the Apothecary. They shut down.
Yeah,
all
the little mom and pop pharmacies are almost gone. They've all been gobbled up and bought by the big ones.
Okay, what has Mark and I been doing? He says, no, we're going to go and give business to CVS because they stopped selling cigarettes. There are two of us.
Who?
Just to prove a point to them.
Mark
told me
Mark Edge? Yeah. Our co-host, Mark Edge?
Yeah, right.
He said he was going to start going to CVS because they stopped selling cigarettes?
I think he said he shops at CVS.
Because of
that's
the cigarettes?
Correct. I don't know.
It's because it's convenient. Yeah, you're open 24 hours.
Well, so is Walgreens, right?
I don't know. Well, here in Keene, is there a Walgreens?
There is a Walgreens. I don't know if they're 24/7, though.
I told you that I stopped going to Walgreens and going to CVS to give them more business because they're more of a credulous and honest business.
Now, what are you buying over at CVS?
Well, usually I go there to buy almost everything.
Well, really? That's a terrible idea. I mean, it's expensive. I mean, the things at CVS tend to be more pricey, for instance, than going to, Walmart or, a larger store where they've got a better, price because they're buying more product. They can get a better price and pass on the savings to the customer. If you're buying stuff at CVS, you're probably paying too much, honestly.
I just Googled the stock price of Rite Aid and Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Rite Aid and Walgreens. Rite Aid is down quite a bit. Walgreens is up a little bit today, but down over the past year. But CVS was at $66 a year ago, and today they're at like $54 based on this chart.
Sarah, that sounds like they've lost
They've all
business.
Lost, actually.
So you're wrong. Where'd you get that 4% number?
Well, that must just happen.
You're up 4% today.
It was just announced today. Must have happened
one day to the next? Well, that's pretty insignificant, wouldn't you say? I mean, if they've lost, what is that, like 20% or something like that? If they've lost 15% of their value over the last year, I'm terrible at quick math in my head. But if they've lost way more than 4% over the last year, then earning 4% in a day is just a little blip. That's nothing. And they stopped selling cigarettes a few years ago. This is old news. So clearly, one day to the next, that has nothing to do with what they decided 3 or 4 years ago, however long it's been.
Well, you know, I just have a shout-out. That's all the nonsense.
All right, so you're full of it. You don't know what you're talking about. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Thanks for checking that, Jay.
Yeah, they're down literally like 25%.
Damn.
Over the year?
You know, that's the one-year chart.
Oof,
right,
that's
there.
That's brutal. There's like a huge cliff there almost.
Walgreens and Rite Aid are kind of the same thing, but they are up 5.42% today between opening and closing.
Yeah, for everybody who bought CVS yesterday and still has it today, you're up 5%. Congratulations.
And they're up over the month a couple percent, too, but yeah.
But in the last month, Bitcoin up 27%.
Right, so. Yeah.
Nothing comes close to Bitcoin. Bitcoin, the number one best-performing investment in the last decade, hands down.
And an
no
investment
doubt.
That you can use.
I really
think it's the Bitcoin is the insurance that everybody was pitching to me that silver was for my entire life. I grew up amongst, you know, libertarians and, you know, the John Birchers and all those guys. And, mm-hmm. Silver, silver, silver. And it's so hard. Like, you can't force people to take silver.
No.
I mean, you almost can't.
Well, the government could, but... Yeah.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's really hard to persuade people to take silver because they can't go buy their cigarettes and their beer and pay their mortgage with it.
For the most part.
But
you can't
Bitcoin,
do that with... Well,
almost can. Well, I don't know about paying a mortgage.
You can buy cigarettes with Bitcoin here in Keene.
Yeah, and there's a lot of places in Manchester you can buy pretty much anything, and you can go online, and you can use the Purse app to buy stuff on Amazon, which works well, and... We can make
we got a Bitcoin hater in the Twitch chat saying Bitcoin is down, loser. it's not. Not over 10 years. Bitcoin is at what it was. The price right now, $5,300 per Bitcoin, is about what it was in October of 2017 when it was having its historic run-up, when epic run-up to 20,000 was beginning. When at that time, we were all super excited to see it at $5,000 because we'd never seen that happen before.
Right.
So it's only down if you compare the price at the end of 2017, which hit 20,000, to what it is now. Overall, it's up huge.
You seen the Peter Schiff video where he's like, Bitcoin's down to $100, Bitcoin's down to $250, Bitcoin's down to $500, Bitcoin's down to $1,000. And then somebody just made a video of him saying, every month, Bitcoin's
awesome.
down to $4,000.
And it keeps
increasing. Yeah,
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You bring up what you want here. It is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. D&J and Angie in the studio here tonight. Of course, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We do have a Discord server, and that means that you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners around the clock, basically. The people in there constantly. Different chat channels with different topics. Get on over there to discord.lrn.fm, and you can get interactive. And it's free, by the way. And they've got a great app that allows you to actually call into the show. We've got our on-air call-in line rooms there. You can still call the old-fashioned way, but if you want to sound really good, then call us on Discord through discord.lrn.fm. Apps available for iOS, for Android, for Windows, Mac, and Linux, and it's free. It's discord.lrn.fm. So a little more here on Venezuela from the BBC, just kind of painting a picture of the scene down there. They say that Juan Guaido, who is the opposition leader who's trying to take out the current president, Nicolas Maduro, has been appeared to have lost momentum, but it seems that Tuesday's events have revived his bid. La Carlota Air Base, where violent clashes took place yesterday, looks like a war zone. It was covered with broken glass and pieces of brick and stone, as well as bullet cases and gas canisters. There were burnt motorbikes and a burned-out bus blocking the street. In the west side of the city, there was a pro-government demonstration. Despite very few attendance at the last rallies called by the government, this one seemed to be full of their supporters. May Day has always been a very significant date. Oh, yeah, that's right. May Day's a commie holiday.
Yeah, and it's probably all government employees and pension earners who are...
They're on the job, on the clock.
Yeah, it's just like any other pro-government thing here in the United States. You know, they're either in the cops or some politicians or the breadwinner in their family is the public parasite or whatever.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Here in New Hampshire, whenever you go to the state house, anybody that's speaking in favor of new laws and more government is almost always on a government payroll.
Right. Or, yeah, the police chief lobbyist.
And they're getting paid to be there. Government.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Whereas the rest of us who might come to testify against it, we have to take the day off of work to go and testify while they're getting paid by taxpayer dollars to be there lobbying for more taxpayer dollars to be collected and spent on them. It's sick.
Yep.
The pro-government march they describe as peaceful, saying there was a party atmosphere there with music and dancing. From there, we went to a square in Altamira, the opposition stronghold. It was full of people, peaceful protesters so far, though there are reports coming through of shots fired somewhere in the city. There were more attendance than last protest called by Guaido, but the rest of the city was completely calm. We've seen people walking dogs and buying fruit. Some said they couldn't go to work on Tuesday because their employers told them not to, but their areas have remained peaceful. Guaido posted videos showing him with a number of military men in uniform, saying he had the support of, quote, brave soldiers in Caracas, urging Venezuelans to join them in the streets. He appeared alongside another opposition leader, Leopoldo Lopez, who's been under house arrest since 2014. Supporters on both sides and gathered around Caracas throughout the day, and there were clashes between Guaido's supporters and armed military vehicles. So... it's a bit of a messy situation out there in Venezuela.
And the thing is, with all these Venezuelan articles that I listen to and read, I mean, you can find one to just support whatever claim you want.
That's true. There was the RT story that we shared a few weeks back on Free Talk Live, where RT had their correspondent go into a grocery store in Venezuela. And it was just basically a propaganda piece showing that, look, everything here's fine. There's all this food on the shelves. People are buying food. Everything's cool here in Caracas at this grocery store.
Did they do that in North Korea once?
The fake stores?
Some documentary was like in some gated community or something, basically,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, North Korea has the showpiece stores, basically, that are only for tourists. The the people of North Korea are not allowed to go into these stores. They're... shelves have items on them, but they're usually like no more than one or two deep. There's not really much inventory, and it's basically they exist just to make people believe that North Korea actually has a bustling, you know, business or whatever, when in reality it's just a front essentially put up by the government. Now, I'm not saying the same thing's true about this store down in Caracas that they were in.
Well, it's easy enough to set up anywhere.
Well, I mean, it's... sure, that's true. And who knows? I mean, I haven't seen a counter to the story. I would like to see, like, somebody saying, oh, yeah, well, here's what's really, you know, the case. Because the news media had been reporting that the store shelves, in a lot of cases, are empty. That it's hard to get basic food products in Venezuela. So that was the purpose of the RT story, which, of course, RT is Russia Today, backed by the Russian government, the same government backing Maduro's regime.
Right.
So, you know, you have to question all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, the claim that people are hungry seems to be the one that makes the most sense, because that's the one that you hear a lot more often. When you talk to people from Venezuela, they back that that position. At least we've heard those.
Well, you met those guys in Anarchapulco who were, you know, right from Venezuela that were working on some cryptocurrency stuff. And
we did, yeah.
And they supported those stories, correct?
Well, one of them seemed to support Maduro.
Okay.
So, I don't know. If you're not there, you really don't know. But one thing we do know is there was definitely video of people being fired on yesterday in Venezuela, and there was definitely video of a armored personnel carrier ramming into a crowd of protesters, just running people over. I mean, there's those things you can't deny. And was there a widespread blackouts in Venezuela? Yeah, there absolutely were. What were the cause of those blackouts that lasted for like 5 days? by the way. This was a couple months ago. That's another question. Some people say that it was the government completely mismanaging the electrical grid.
There was actually something written. Oh, where did I hear this from? Somewhere on LRN.FM, but they were talking about this memo that had been released or leaked or something, where it was like, well, this is how we can disrupt Venezuela. It was done like 5 years ago. We could take out their power grid, and this is how we can do it. And like the guy was reading like this memo that came from the Department of Defense that literally explained pretty much word for word what happened with the whole, you know, power grid going down. But the big thing with socialist countries, when you have several generations of the state controlling all means of production, you get people that are so complicit, just like what happened in Russia. Russia couldn't, I mean, I've owned some Russian farm equipment. It is like American garbage equipment from the 20s, and this stuff was built in the 80s and the 90s. And they, it's very barbaric.
How did you get it?
Well, you can buy, they're Polaris tractors, they're called. They're just, it was cheap. I love buying equipment that other people hate.
Okay.
Because, like, I could buy a, you know, a 60-horsepower farm tractor that would cost you $15,000-$20,000 if it was a John Deere, for example,
right,
or a Case, and I buy it for, like, $1,000 because it's a Polaris, and it's a piece of junk, but I get along with it, and I use that thing for years. But it's a Polaris tractor, Belarus, named after the country of Belarus, and I couldn't believe how archaic it was. But, like, I when you have generations of government controlling the means of production, the productive people are not incentivized to be productive. So what you produce is you basically produce after
there's
generations.
No competition.
You have no competition. There's no incentive to be productive. And the real productive, aggressive people leave.
Leave, right.
They leave. And then what you're left with is people who just want to basically suckle on the nipple of the government. And then what you have is you have a generation of literal zombies that are left over that can't produce anything, that aren't interested in producing anything. And then when someone does have a garden and is very productive, the mobs of people just steal from them. They take it. So they just leave, too. So this is why in Venezuela, I would assume they're not. They're going hungry, and which is ridiculous in a country of such vast resources, and they can grow tremendous crops.
Right, on the equator. I mean,
year-round, and they could just literally forage in the harvest. It's like goats do so well. You could raise livestock so good in Venezuela. Brazil, like, feeds, you know, a tremendous portion of the world, and it's basically a similar landscape from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Brazil's got a very capitalist, you know, big, you know, farms are there, and a lot of American agriculture interests are moving there and producing because it's friendly to work in. And a lot of your productive Venezuelan farmers went to Brazil
and
are doing good.
And that's true of the business owners as well. I mean, why would you want to open a business in Venezuela when you can have it stolen from you by the government, and they come in and they say, well, we want this now. It's national. We're nationalizing your business, which they did to a couple of the grocery chains.
And that's really what sparked this off years ago when we first started covering this, is the fact that the grocery chains were only allowed to provide so much, or charge so much price caps, and then people just started buying everything and hauling it over the border and selling it in Colombia.
Yeah.
To make a profit.
Maduro did put price caps on certain products. I'm not sure which ones. I remember hearing a story about, like, a Barbie doll that he forced this toy store to sell below cost. And so basically forced them to lose money because he wanted to make some sort of a statement about that. You can't stay in business if you're losing money.
Right.
And, you know, socialists just don't understand anything about business.
That's right. They don't.
If they did, they could compete. They could get in the market and do a better job. They can't. So they force.
The socialistic elites feed on the insecure masses is what they do.
Out of time for tonight. You can join us online between now and tomorrow night over on our website over at freetalklive.com. And then we will see you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.